too much of something good may end up being very, very bad. I'm your host, Natasha Kay, and you're listening to Micro Musings. I'm a writer and digital creator sharing my poetry with the world. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, today's episode is called Rhododendron, which is a poisonous flower. And I first heard about this flower from the movie A Haunting in Venice, which was pretty decent. I liked all three of those movies. And the flower was like a main part of the entire case, but not too much on the movie. I knew that I wanted to take the concept of something beautiful and something that you treasure being secretly poisonous, and I sat with that for about a month, and then one day my brain said set fire to my garden, and thus this poem was born. I really don't have anything specific that I wrote this about, at least not that I can recall. It just kind of flowed out of me. You know what they say, you don't sit down to write, writing sits you down. I actually saw that on Threads like yesterday and it spoke to me, so you'll get to have it. Here's Rhododendron. Set fire to my garden and kill my delusions with logic, burst my bubble of illusion. For every they love me petal that I attempt to pluck, tell me the flower is a sign of bad luck, that it's secretly poisonous. I'll reply with its name, Rhododendron. Fully aware of its effects, I can list out all the ways it'll kill me, but I'm too stubborn to put it back. Instead, I pick you from your soil, with intentions to pot you, but instead selfishness got the better of me. Focused on harvesting your sweet nectar, I plucked your beautiful petals, determined to turn it into honey, reaping the benefits of having you around, and aware that too much of you would kill me, a silent poison. They keep telling me to give myself flowers, but I had to set fire to my garden. To read more of my poems, visit my website by clicking the link in the show notes below, or visit bynatashakay.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to share it, and if you enjoyed the podcast overall, leave a 5-star rating. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss a single episode. All support is greatly appreciated. With love, always, Natasha.